Cobalt Municipal intern Evan Franks is looking for some input from Council regarding the final details for the Cobalt Tech Park upgrade. There is still funding left, but a decision has to be made on how to use the larger amount of $40,000 before March 31st, and a contractor must be found and the contract signed by that date, he explained at Council on February 7. The deadline had originally been in February, but it has now been extended to the end of March. That provides additional time to come to a decision of where to allocate that money, he said. A smaller sum of just over $5,000 is also still available to be used to upgrade the park through the Canada Healthy Communities Fund, but the deadline for a decision on how to use that money is September 30. We have quite a bit of time to deliberate on what to do with that, he said. As for the Fedner amount of $40,000, currently we are looking at different options for lighting at the park. We do have some light poles that can be installed, he said, but added that thought is also being given to solar lighting and other options, if they fit within the budget. While a decision and contract must be secured by March 31, the work would not have to be completed until the end of September, he explained. We have all summer to get the work done. Councillor Jim Starchik noted upgrading of the mini-putt as needed. Franks agreed he could check into that. Councillor Doug Wilcox asked Franks for any of his ideas. Personally, I do think that lighting is a pretty good idea because some people enjoy going for a walk in the evening and it does get pretty dark down there, said Franks, but noted he's not attached to any ideas in particular. He said Cobalt already has quotes from one company for installation of the light posts owned by the town. The town could also possibly look at other lighting options, he suggested. Darlene Rowe is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Temiscaming Speaker. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.